Is it good?
Hello, folks. OJ here on, is today Friday? Today is Friday, right?
Nope.
Nope.
Not in Comic-Con.
I seriously don't even know anymore. It's Friday, sort of midday, not the end yet. It's getting late, couple more hours.
Not even though, it's like 60 minutes till this whole thing ends.
Jesus.
Till the con explodes.
Except that the Artist Alley, they keep Artist Alley open until 8 p.m. They keep us here an extra hour.
It's Artist Alley.
But I'm not staying an extra hour, I'll be honest with you. So I am here with Eric Scarecrow, who has not been on the show since Toy Street.
Really?
We did a video segment with you at Toy Street the last time that happened.
The only time.
Really?
Has it been that long? That was the last time. I mean, I see you. We talk.
Yeah.
But outside of the show, we did.
Oh, my God.
We talked at your booth that day.
That was the last time I did geek stuff?
Yes, and that was how many years ago now? Three? It's got to be at least three.
Toy Street doesn't exist no more.
Well, you know, too much pussy marijuana, so eventually that was going to come to an end.
But
I've been trying to get Eric to do the show at no fault of his own, mostly at my fault, because I'm just way too busy and he's very busy. But we want to talk about a couple different things. I figured we would start out talking a little bit about something you have coming up. And I know you can't share a lot, but you are handing out postcards, so you could at least share a little, I'm assuming.
Yeah. That's the project, the Kickstarter project that I'm working on right now. It's for an animation project called 9 Deadly Killer Pussies.
Okay.
Also known as 9DKP.
Now, if you haven't checked out some of the other animations that Eric has done in the past just for product releases and stuff.
Yeah, that was just for toys. Those little
though? But if you remember, when we talked about those, when you released the second or third one that you had done,
right.
I was talking to you and I was like, when are you going to do an animated show? You're like, I really would love to do an animated show.
Yeah.
And here we are like a year and a half later, probably.
2 years.
And you're 2 years
two
later?
Years
and
later.
You're on the cusp of doing that.
Yeah, man. I mean, this project is really dear to me because I developed it like 5 years ago and... Now, you know, I basically, I don't want to say convinced or mind-tricked.
You Jedi mind-tricked somebody.
You know,
this is the animation project you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm partnering with a Japanese animation studio that really, really, you know, they believe in the project as well. And they think it's a really awesome concept.
That's awesome.
I also bring like a Western edge to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's one of the things that they're looking at, like, okay, well, you know, it's definitely a new concept and a unique perspective.
And they have to recognize the fact that you bring a fan base to it, right? I mean, not to pat you on the back, right?
Oh,
but people clearly are familiar with your work because I got to tell you, for those of you who've been listening to the other segments that we've been publishing the last 2 days, we keep talking about that. We have some of Eric's prints here at the booth.
Right.
And people keep stopping by the booth and they're like, where is he? And he doesn't have his own booth this year. How come? I don't know. I'm not his PR guy. Where can I find him? Maybe at my booth later. That's been the conversation. So what I mean, clearly people are familiar with your work and you have a fan base, right? Because they know your work.
Yeah,
that's
kind
of playing into it at least a little bit.
Yeah, this is definitely, very, very grassroots level. this campaign, I mean, if you look at this project, it being an animation project versus if it was a toy collectible project.
Right.
It's a different scale.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, and it's a different market too, where, you know, the animation crowd is there. You know, they are bigger than the art toy crowd.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a certain amount of crossover, but I think the crossover is more that people who enjoy art toys also enjoy animation. But
yes.
Maybe not everybody who enjoys animation understands or appreciates art toys.
Well, art toys, but they appreciate collectibles.
They right.
Based on the animation.
Right. So.
And that's what I'm aiming for, because you know, I think this is what makes sense. I've been doing collectibles for
many years.
Yeah, like prior to ESC, I've been doing it for over since 2002. That's 11 years.
I was going to say, it's probably been about 10 years. Probably.
Yeah. And, you know, even through ESC Toy, I've released, you know, so many figs. And one of the constant questions and inquiries was, what's this figure related to? Is it related to a, you know, a comic, a game, animation, so on and so forth? And you know, in the beginning, I'm like, it's just an art piece, you know, it's not. But I felt that something was happening. Like, you know, there's a natural question, and people want to know more about these characters or whatever, you know?
That's that licensed collectible mentality.